Now, with that in mind, let me read verse 4. He says, "So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, 'What are these, my Lord?'" Now, this young man, Zechariah, he had no inhibitions. He says, "What am I seeing? I see these things, but what's the meaning of it?" Now, will you notice the answer of the angel, verse 5. "Then the angel who talked with me answered and said unto me, 'Knowest thou not what these are?' And I said, 'No, my Lord.'" In other words, really what the angel is saying to him here is just simply this. He's saying to him, "You ought to know. If you don't know, you ought to know what this is. That is something that you ought to be able to understand. You know what you're looking at. It's the golden lampstand, and you ought to know the meaning of it." And the angel says, "Knowest thou not what these are? Or you ought to know what you're seeing." And this man says, "Well, no, I don't. No, my Lord, I don't understand it at all." "Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, 'This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel.'" Now, this is the message that is for Zerubbabel. And we need to keep that in mind, that it has a real meaning for him. And it's a great principle for us today. And here is the message: "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Now, the word might and power are quite interesting. Actually, the word for might has in it the sense not of physical strength. It has in it more or less what we would call today mental ability, sagacity, that which has to do with a wise decision. So let me change the reading here a little. It's not by brain nor by brawn, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, this was a great encouragement to Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the civil ruler. Joshua was the religious ruler. And they are represented in those two trees, the olive trees that was supplying oil to the lampstand. The message is simply this: that it's not going to be by your cleverness, your ability, and it's not going to be by your physical strength, but the temple will be built by the Spirit of God. And friends, if the Spirit of God is not in our enterprise today, it'll come to naught. Because God is not carrying on his work by might, that is, by brain or by brawn. We like to talk about this man's a clever man, he's a clever preacher, he gets up very nice little sermons and all of that. But friends, God's work is not carried on that way. I think sometimes the clever man is the dangerous man. The fellow that is sharp mentally can be sharp mentally in the wrong direction and cause a great deal of difficulty among God's people and take a great many in by doing it. There's been a great deal of religious racketeering that's gone on in our day. I stand on the sidelines and see a great deal going on when I actually couldn't lift my voice against it without being misunderstood. Yet it was quite evident that some clever fella or several clever fellas, they're good backslappers, they are good public relations men, they're good administrators, they have a nice personality, they have a great deal of charisma, and they make an appeal. But God says, "I don't carry on my work that way." It's not by the human that God does it. It's not by might nor by power. It's not by brain nor brawn. But God says, "It's by my spirit, saith the Lord." So this has a tremendous meaning and puts down a great principle for us today. It is only what the Holy Spirit of God can and does do through us that God uses today. Or let me be very personal and very frank. Anything that Vernon McGee does in the flesh, by my own effort, by Vernon McGee doing it, God hates it, God can't use it, God won't use it, God has no use for it. And it will come to nothing because it's nothing in the world but Vernon McGee building a haystack. that's going to ultimately be consumed by fire. Now, he wants to do his work through us, and it'll have to be by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's important for us to see here. Now, in the future, this is going to be especially true in the millennium. Again, it will not be by brain or brawn, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Barron put it like this. He says, it is in his, that is Messiah's, light, and by means of the golden oil of his spirit, which shall be shed upon them abundantly, that Israel's candlestick shall yet shine with a sevenfold brilliancy for the illumination of all the nations of the earth. And that, my friend, is a great statement, by the way, that there will be, and there was a remnant back yonder in the day of Zechariah that needed this encouragement because they were overwhelmed by opposition and they were beset by doubts and by fears, and they needed some encouragement, and this was given. And so the vision is given here. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. This was to encourage him. God today is not carrying on his work by intellectual entertainment of a congregation, but it has to be by the Spirit of God. And he doesn't do it by just human strength, just brute strength. Now, we find that this vision is of great encouragement and was in that day.